You're just trying to create a second income stream right now. Don't overthink this thing. You're not building an office. And do you know what you need to create a second income stream? You need an income. So let's get to the income quickly.
Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started.
Think for a moment how beautiful it would be if we're sitting together at a table, having coffee, and then a conversation that quickly turns into coaching, because that's exactly what's about to happen now. Welcome back to another episode of Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. Let me check in with you quickly. Have you seen somebody do something and thought to yourself, I want that too, or I can do that too? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But the question is, if you want something, why have you not gotten it yet? What are you doing about it? How are you going towards it? How are you growing towards it? Well, let's leave that there. I love our resilience as a people. Lately, I've been having conversations with people where they're asking me, what are we going to do? People are raising their prices. Things are getting more expensive. We need to create more money. And I agree. I totally agree. It was Ramit Sethi who said, there's a limit to how much you can save, but there's no limit to how much you can earn. I'm a firm believer in the fact that you can create another income stream whenever you decide to. And I know that possibilities differ from person to person. People have restrictions that we know nothing about. Some people are even dealing with certain conditions that are limiting them from doing the things that you think they should be able to do. I respect that. We acknowledge that. But I think that it's important that we continue to expand the conversation about what we can do to create another stream of income, to create more abundance. And by the way, I'm someone who has helped several people, hundreds of people at this point, to create another stream of income. So I know a lot about this. I've seen it happen again and again and again. And I know that it can happen for you. If I was starting from scratch today, and I wanted to create a new stream of income, my friend, here is what I will do. Now take what you need. First, sit and itemize the list of things that you could do. So think about the things that you already do well and people commend you for doing. Think about the opportunities you're spotting that others do not spot. Think about challenges you've overcome. So for example, have you been able to lose weight in a record amount of time? Have you been able to crack what it takes to cook the perfect jollof rice every single time? Have you been able to land international fellowships and awards with ease? There's just something that you've done and people are wondering, oh, how did you do that? I remember Ogaga Johnson, when we started working together, she had passed the MP exam and she passed it on her first attempt. So people were asking her, how did you do this? Can you coach me to pass the PMP as well? And so in working with us in our program, she built a framework for working with people. She created an offer and started to coach people. Today, her students have passed PMP exam on their first attempt. She has helped them to increase their income by hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. And that business she started has grown into a company that is helping project managers to increase their income, to grow their careers, and to accelerate their opportunities in life. That's the power of identifying a challenge you've overcome and how you can help other people do the same. What's the knowledge that you have? Something that you just know how to do. Sometimes we actually downplay the strength of the things that come to us naturally. Maybe you're great at communicating. Maybe you're great at dressing. Maybe you're just really good at selling. How can you help people with these skills? Now, the only opportunity is not in teaching. There are so many things you can do. But the reason why we talk about things like coaching, consulting, teaching, speaking is because you don't even need capital to start them. But I want you to just itemize whatever comes to your mind. Is it to buy something and sell it at a higher price? What is coming to your mind? What are the opportunities in front of you? What is possible? Even if you say, oh, nobody's going to pay me for that, you'll be surprised. People pay for the weirdest things. The reason people pay is not because they don't know how to do anything. The reason people pay is to save them time, to make them more money, to increase their convenience, and sometimes to get access to you. You'll be surprised. People would pay. So don't let that stop you. Instead, make a list, okay? Now think through this list and look for the lowest hanging fruit. Because remember how we got here? You're just trying to create a second income stream right now. Don't overthink this thing. You're not building an office. You are starting a business. You are creating a second income stream. And do you know what you need to create a second income stream? You need an income. So let's get to the income quickly. Okay? Don't say, oh, but I'm not passionate about all these things. Do you think that every bricklayer you meet is passionate about brick? Or you think they're passionate about cement? Sometimes passion has nothing to do with it. The most important question is this my most profitable idea right now? So of all those things on your list, I want you to consider a few things. Number one, which of these are you most equipped to get results for? You know, sometimes I like to think that I know how to design, but yes, I can only do it for myself. If you wanted to pay someone to do graphic design, there's somebody out there who can get better results for you than me. You understand what I mean? Sometimes we're just good at stuff for our own selves, but it doesn't mean that we are so good that we are the best person for the job. So which of these are you most equipped to get results for people? And of all those things, which of them are people actually asking for help with? Let me tell you something. I'm really good at correcting people's grammar. I spot grammar mistakes all the time. But guess what nobody's paying for? Nobody's paying for a human dictionary. So I would have to pass on that. But have I used that strength and that ability to make money? Yes, I have. I have taught people how to create content that grows their audience and that sells their products. So you see what I mean when I say, even if you can do something, are people asking for it? Is that a need that people have? And you don't need to go too far because we're just talking about creating that next income and you're looking for that first cash flow. If you don't personally know anybody who needs the thing you're about to offer, you might be going in the wrong direction. Because what's critical here is that we get a low-hanging fruit. Remember, this conversation is about a second income stream. It's not about changing your entire career or, you know, building your legacy work. There are other ways to think about that. But I want you to get to the money quickly. And we must understand that sometimes what you're doing right now is not the main thing you want to do forever, but it's the thing that leads to the thing. And that's okay. So it is not a requirement to be extremely passionate about it. You just need to be able to get people results. Which brings me to the third thing. Are you sure that you can get people results? So there's a difference between I think I can sing and, oh, if I sing, your event is going to be the most talked about event ever. Those are two different things. So are you sure that you can get people results? Once you have an idea that ticks all your boxes, don't worry about other people are doing it. Your mission right now is not to create something new. Your mission is to create a second income stream. Don't forget that. Keep your eyes on the goal. Don't worry about, oh, what if I'm not qualified? Your mission right now is not to be the most qualified person on the internet. Your mission is to find someone who trusts you enough to pay you money to solve their problem. Keep your eyes on the goal. So now that we have the idea, here's what you're going to do next. Wherever you have an audience, that might just be in your phone book for some people. Maybe you have followers, maybe you have subscribers, and maybe you have none of those, but you have contacts on your phone. Wherever you have an audience right now, reach out to people and say it like this. Hi there, how you doing? You know, lately I've been improving my skills in this area. That's one way to enter it. Or you can say, As you know, I'm really good at social media and I've helped 3 brands to manage their social media account. It doesn't matter if those 3 brands are one that belongs to your auntie, one that belongs to you, and the third one that belongs to your cousin's girlfriend. It's still fine. So the point is you have proof that you can deliver results or that you are good at what you say you're good at. So you say, you know, I've been working on this and here's what I've done so far, but I have an opportunity now to help even more people. So if you need this service or you know someone else who is asking about this, please send them my way. That's one way to go about it. But here's what I would recommend that you actually do. Now, think about that thing that you're good at and create a free resource related to it. For example, maybe you're really good at styling people. Now, don't think about something that only happens once in a year, okay? Don't say, oh, I style people for winter, you know? You can think about styling people who don't know what to wear or who are constantly frustrated about finding the right combination in their wardrobe for church every Sunday. Now, this is probably something you've not seen before, but yeah, that's because this conversation just has lots of examples that I want you to take something that you can implement immediately. So maybe you're good at helping people get ready for church every Sunday. You know what you should do? Create a free resource that says something like, never run out of what to wear again. Or here are 4 outfits you can wear to church that already exist in your wardrobe right now. Write it, put it up in a nice PDF, design it. Now, there are many ways you could do it. You could actually record a video, make it an audio. But I think the simplest thing to create and for people to consume is put it up in a document, make it look nice in a PDF. Now, create what we call a landing page. This would require you to go to a tech platform. But don't worry, tech is not going to kill you. You're going to be all right. So you can go to a platform like ConvertKit. That's the one I use. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And create a landing page. It's free. So just, they even have templates. Take one of the templates and just create, you know, put your header, never run out of what to wear again, a few sentences about what this resource is about, and tell them, enter your email address below and I'll send it to you for free. Now, that's the landing page. The link to that is what you're going to share. Because remember, people like to give advice. People like to share resources that make them look good. So it's easier to tell anyone, oh, do you have someone in your life who sometimes struggles with what to wear to church? And then you say, okay, share this resource with them. Here's something I created. It's free. You can use it for yourself or share it with others. They're not even going to be mad at you for sending them that unsolicited message. Because now you've given them something that is helpful. You've given them an opportunity to look good to others. And you've given them a quick action to take that has benefits to them and no cost. They're not paying for anything. Once you've set that up, it's going to take, you know, some time because you also have to set it up in a way that they receive delivery of the resource as soon as they sign up. But yeah, I'll put the link to the platform in the show notes. It has a lot of help documents to help you work through that. It's not difficult. Share it with everybody you know. You see, this is where things get complicated. Somebody will decide at this point to go and create a logo, to go and open an Instagram page, to go and start looking for followers. Do you realize that you don't need to do any of that to tell people about what you do? I mean, it's okay and you can do it down the line, but you don't need that for your next client. Your next client is already in your world. You already know them directly or somebody you know knows them. So send them to that link. And you know what's going to happen is that everybody who signs up, even if they're not ready to buy, they're telling you, I'm interested in this conversation. Whenever you do decide to create, you know, a page and start sharing content, guess what you're going to do? You will send an email to those same people who have signed up and let them know, oh, and I have a page where I share fashion tips. And guess what? You're going to have your first set of followers without struggling. That's a better way to do it. But here's one more thing to remember. When you create that resource, don't just give them the tips and let it go. At the end, put what I call a call to action. So make a call to action. Ask them to book a session with you. Ask them to work with you. You know, some people think you just need to keep giving them free things before they buy. No, at the end of that resource, put a link to your calendar and they have to pay to have a session with you. But remember to explain exactly what the benefits of a session would be not features. Don't just say we'll talk for 30 minutes. Nobody wants to pay to talk for 30 minutes. Instead, say in 30 minutes, we're going to identify 4 pairs of outfits in your wardrobe or 8 pairs or whatever it is you're promising that will do this, that will do that. And I would even help you come up with a shopping list so that the next time you go to buy things, you're not going to buy things that don't fit you. You know, that's an example, but you can even do it better because, hey, you're the expert. I'm not. I'm an expert at what I'm an expert at. But if you're the one who is actually really great at helping people style themselves for church, then you have better ideas than I do on this topic. What have we said so far? Identify what people can pay you for. Communicate the availability of this service with everyone you know. And it's easier to do that when you're giving them the opportunity to sign up for a free resource. You're immediately useful and you put yourself top of mind when that problem comes up again. And the best part, you are actually getting data on who is interested in your service. You are getting an opportunity to contact them again with whatever you decide to do next or in the future, and then give them an opportunity to buy. It's so interesting. Many people do not give people an opportunity to buy. They're creating content. They're posting pictures. They're posting quotes. But there is no way to buy from them. You don't know what they sell. You don't know how to buy from them. They don't have one single offer. Well, newsflash, nobody can say yes to something you've not offered. So make an offer. You don't have to complicate it. And if at this point you're thinking, oh, I'll create a course, I'll write an ebook, I can tell you you're going in the wrong direction. The first thing you need to do is get someone to pay for your solution. And if that next solution is costing you more than 90 minutes to create, you are spending time when you have not received money. And because nobody has paid you yet, how are you going to create the most useful ebook they've ever seen? How do you even know what to put in your course? Who would even trust you? Because teaching requires authority. So many people are rushing to be teachers when they should be delivering a service and building credibility first. But that's a conversation for another day. So create that offer, make it available, tell people how to work with you, how to talk to you, how to access the knowledge that you have, and just rinse and repeat. When you have your first 3 clients, you know you're onto something, you know you're on your way, and you can begin to introduce, you know, all this fancy stuff. And when it comes to the fancy stuff, when it comes to improving your offer, when it comes to packaging your brilliance, we're good at that and we'll help you do that in our profit accelerator. However, you need to start first, because you cannot perfect, you cannot improve, you cannot optimize what you have not started. So start first, create another stream of income by taking action. I know that at this point you're going to have more questions like, what should I charge? So what kind of content would I create about it? Where would I find even more customers? All of those questions are valid, but the beauty is in starting. So start now and be on the lookout for more episodes where we'll share more helpful resources with you. Also, I'll put a link in the show notes to the helpful resource we've created to help you be on your way to make this year your most profitable year yet. Look out for that one. But until then, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.